war Dienstag.
Was ist jetzt typisch für die Zeit vor und um Halloween? Na klar, Kürbisse ausholen und einen Kürbiskopf draus machen. Was sie dann allerdings nicht machen sollten, das haben Ostermann und die Morgencrew heute Morgen festgestellt.
Unsere lieben Kollegen, die 2 ab 3, die hatten einen Kürbis hier im Studio aufgestellt. Der wurde wunderbar ausgehöhlt, liebevoll hergerichtet und hier stehen gelassen.
Mhm.
Und wir sind heute Morgen hier reingekommen.
Und dann sah der Kürbis gar nicht mehr aus wie ein Kopf, sondern wie ein flacher, verschimmelter, oranger Ekellappen.
Genau, dieser Kürbis hat jetzt innen Haare.
Ja.
Und wenn Sie wissen wollen, was mit einem Kürbis zu Halloween passiert, wenn man ihn im Zimmer lässt, dann gucken Sie sich das jetzt bitte an auf unserer Facebook-Seite.
Und wenn Sie das dann gemacht haben, dann machen Sie es besser als die 2 ab 3. Danica und Martin suchen nämlich die schönsten Kürbisgesichter in Baden-Württemberg und zwar ohne Schimmel. Schicken Sie den beiden Ihre Kürbisfotos und gewinnen Sie 4 Eintrittskarten für die weltgrößte Kürbisausstellung im blühenden Barock in Ludwigsburg inklusive Kürbismenü. Alle Infos dazu finden Sie auf antenne1.de oder auch auf unserer Facebook-Seite.
Der Vormittag bei Antenne 1. Montag bis Freitag ab 10 Uhr.
When I was in the 3rd grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for 'em. Call each other behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath, it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't. Since-